Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today, I have a great guest on. I've talked with him before, had him on my program before, been on his. His name is Chris Fletcher, and he is one of the top 10 astrologers. So we're going to bring him on right away. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nancy, so much. It's very great to be here. It's great to be here.
Oh, you're always welcome. You're always fun to work with. But Chris, let's talk a little bit about Chris. So let's talk about what got you to where you are today, and then we'll talk about a lot of the stuff that you do.
Well, you know what? I was about 20 years old, and a perfect stranger walked up to me and asked me my astrological components, which was the birth date, place, and time. And I happened to know that at the time because I knew my birth certificate, and I gave that to her, and then within about a day or two, she came back to me with the most incredibly revealing portrait of who I was and new aspects about me that nobody else knew in the world about my personal characteristics. And I was like, wow, my jaw just dropped. I said, how could this person possibly know me? I don't know them from a hole in the wall, but yet they know me like nobody else. And so I was totally convinced that the truth totally lies in the stars and how we are, our birth charts are cast. That is where the truth lies. And so I've been studying it ever since. So that was, almost 39, 40 years ago. So I'm still doing it.
And that's very good. Now, Chris, why is it that astrology works so well? I mean, you talk about it's in the stars, but maybe explain why it works so well.
You know something? I don't actually have a good answer for you for that, which is part of the reason why it's so fascinating. There really is no reason why it works. I can't give you a mechanical explanation as to why astrology works, but I do know without question in my mind that it works. I don't have an empirical answer why it works, but I do believe that we are born in a place and time, and when we're born in that place and time, we are sort of like a Polaroid, a snapshot of that place and time, and as a result, we have characteristics of that time and place, and they carry through all the way through our lives.
Okay, so for the listeners out there, we are going to open the phone lines a little bit later, and when we do, in order for Chris to do a quickie reading, and I mean quickie, we're not going to go into elaborate detail on a lot, but quickie, he needs the day, the time, and the place. Is there anything else that you need, Chris?
That's it, birth date, place, and time. The most important characteristic would be the time. If you know your birth time, that's most important because that sets the rising sign.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between the rising sign and the sun sign?
The sun sign is where the sun was at the time of your birth. The rising sign is where the sun was on what's called the ecliptic of the earth. So the sun is in every sign during the day during the eclipse, what's called the ecliptic, which is the line between dark and light. So if you were in the in a space shuttle circling the earth, you'd see a line running across the earth where it was light and dark. That's the line. So for every 2 hours of the day, that line is in one sign of the rising sign, and that is what determines the characteristics that you project out to the world. So you may very well be an Aries, but if your rising sign is Virgo, the costume or the mask that you wear and show to the world is going to be more Virgo than actually Aries. It's phenomenal.
I always ask the question of you, Chris, and I'll ask you again, because a lot of people have twins. So when twins are born, they're not born exactly the same time. So do they have a different type chart, or is theirs pretty much the same?
Well, I have twin sons, so I know this topic very well. And they were born 6 minutes apart. And their charts are very similar. They have very similar characteristics. They act similarly. They cut their hair at the same time without knowing each other. There's lots of things that are very similar, but there are specific characteristics that are different, much of which is based on the path that they choose in their lives. Because we are all faced with decisions about which way to go. Do we go left? Do we go right? Those are determined by free will. And when you know your true purpose of your chart, your true purpose of your soul, you can make decisions based on that. And oftentimes people make them differently. And that's where the secret lies.
What if a twin, Chris, let's say a twin was born, say one is born before midnight of one day, and the other one is born after midnight of the next day. So they actually have two different birth dates.
Right. Well,
okay,
you know,
so
they're going to have similar characteristics because it's not as if there's a hard, fast line. It's not as if it becomes on and off based on a line. What happens, I think, is much more like a bleeding effect, where, and I mean that literal, you know, it's sort of like there's a blending effect where, you know, you're going to get residual characteristics of the sign before you. If you're born right on the cusp between two signs, you're going to have lots of characteristics of both signs. You're going to become a composite of both signs, much the way a twin would become. They would become a composite of two different signs, and they would have characteristics of both.
Okay. Now, we do have a person online, but I want to her name is Marilyn, but we'll hold on with just Marilyn for 1 second because there's just a little bit more I want to ask, because once we open phone lines, really, we're not going to have a lot of time. So, Marilyn, just please bear with me for a little bit because I want people to know a lot about Chris because he's very, very good. Now, Chris, you also do, you know, you do the readings, you teach workshops, but you also do art. So what kind of art do you do, and how do you develop the art to match that person?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you for answering, Nancy. The way it works is that I create art that is based on what's called a mandala. And a mandala is really a sort of a footprint or a representation of the soul. And each person is going to have a different fingerprint, so to speak, literally a fingerprint, almost like your DNA is going to be different based on that time. And the person that ascribes to that certain context is going to have a different characteristic based on that painting. So the paintings will be different based on each person. They will be unique and completely in line with who they are based on the elements, based on the characteristics of the birth chart, based on the alignment of the planets at the time. It will become a true, unique imprint of who they are, much the way fingerprints are.
And I think it's important because a lot of people seem to read that daily horoscope and they'll read their sun sign, say it's Aries, and it just gives a general that covers everybody.
Right.
And yet a lot of people want to believe that on a constant basis, and it's not necessarily the way that works, is it?
No, it's not at all. It's not accurate enough. What they need to know, in addition to that, is the rising sign. If they know the rising sign and the sun sign, and they read the two together. So let's just give an example. Supposing your sun is in Aries, and your rising sign is in Virgo. And I can tell you that. If you go to my website, www.chrisfletcher.com, and click on the rising sign, and you determine your rising sign, and supposing your rising sign is Cancer or Virgo or Sagittarius, if you read your sun sign astrology and your rising sign astrology for that week or that month or that day, you will get much more granular information that is far more accurate than just the sun sign. The sun sign is way too general. It doesn't give you enough. Not all Virgos are going to win the lottery today. Not everybody who's a Gemini is going to have a heated conversation with their lover. That just doesn't work that way. What you need to know is the composite of the two signs together. So if you are a Scorpio and your rising sign is Aquarius, you need to know, you read those two together, and you get a much more accurate impression of who you are and what your day is going to be like.
How important is the moon?
The moon is equal. It's the third leg of the stool. And the only reason I don't elaborate on that further is because I'm trying to introduce people to the concept of these ideas gradually. If I inundate them with, you know, the sun, the moon, and everything else, they're going to get clustered. So what I do is I try to just say, find your sun sign, find your rising sign, read those two together. When you're comfortable with that, then come to me and ask me what your moon is, and then we'll know where you are emotionally. Then you read all three of those signs, and you're going to get a very accurate representation of where you are in that day, and it will be right on the money. I guarantee it.
Okay, now Chris spells his last name FLISHER. So
thank
it's ChrisFlesher.com. It will take you there. So right now we do have a person online. We're going to answer her. Her name is Marilyn. So Marilyn, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Marilyn. So
hi, Chris.
Hey.
Chris needs to have your date of birth, your time, and your place. So do you have
those
for him?
Okay. Okay. Date of birth is April 7th, 1956. And time is 7:59 a.m. in Decatur, Illinois.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question for Chris, or you just want a quickie?
I'll just let Chris go.
Well, I can tell you this much right off the bat without even talking to you, without even going any further. I know that this is an incredibly powerful time for you. You have all of these planets in Aries. This is one of the most profound times for anybody who is in Aries because we've got Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter all in Aries as well as Uranus. So we are setting the charge. You and I'm in Aries as well, so I know this very well. We are really setting the conversation for the rest of the world to follow, because we are the true pioneers of the astrological wheel. And I don't say that to be boastful. It's just a fact. We are the very first sign of the zodiac, so therefore we are the ones who are at the very first front. So we're the trailblazers. And so whatever thoughts come through you right now, whatever thoughts they may be, you need to follow them through and trust your gut and listen to them in the most profound ways. And what I mean by that is that you need to sort of, if you get a glimpse of an idea or a random thought comes through to you or a bolt of lightning comes through, or you wake up in the middle of the night and say, wow, this is what I've got to do, you've got to follow that hunch, because this is Uranus, this is Jupiter, this is Mars, this is Venus, this is Mercury, all speaking to you in the most profound way. And if you ever have any kind of epiphany like that, you are very wise to follow it through, because there's gold at the end of the rainbow. Because this is a time, the Earth is going through an amazing time right now. This is profound and has not been seen in centuries, where we have this many planets aligned in what's called cardinal signs. Cardinal signs are the signs of the beginning. And for each cardinal sign, there's an element. There's cardinal fire, which is Aries. There's cardinal water, which is Cancer. There's cardinal air, which is Libra. And there's cardinal earth, which is Capricorn. This is enormously huge times of change, because Pluto is in Capricorn right now and is shaking the boat on the United States, shaking the boat on everybody who has anything in their chart that's earth-based. So it's very profound times for significant positive changes.
And I'm going to add something to you, Marilyn, because it's really funny with what Chris is saying. I'm going to take exactly what I get with my cards. I have this new beginning for you coming up. It's like a new life beginning, knowing who you are, where you want to be, how to get there, getting there, especially with whatever you try, like Chris said. But you also have to be a little patient with yourself, because we know how impatient Aries can be, right, Chris and Marilyn?
Boy.
Okay, and then I have your intuition, which is what Chris just told you about. You know, if you get those hunches, you really need to listen to them, because if you don't listen to them, you're going to end up smacking yourself later going, why didn't I listen? Why didn't I listen? So what he said blends really well with what I got when I turned over cards real quick before you even started. So you need to listen. So, you know, and I do agree with everything that Chris is saying about the Earth going through its changes, because it is. And with those changes, we're also going to make changes. So follow your gut. That's real, real important for you, Marilyn, okay?
Yeah, and Marilyn, all of your planets, all of the activity in your chart is happening in your 11th house going into your 12th house. So it's about associations with other people. You have Gemini as your rising sign. So Gemini is all about communication. So whatever you can do to communicate, and communication does not necessarily mean speaking. It can be the written word. It can be emails. It can be art. Anything that sort of expresses your motivation outwardly, you know, extrovertedly, would be wise to, tap into. So it's all about that, and it's especially important with other associations. So any groups that you're associated, whether it's yoga, whether it's Pilates, whether it's, some sort of community garden, whatever it may be, if that is the situation in your life, you need to really tap into that in a big way.
Now, Marilyn, are you working?
Yes.
There's a lady around work.
I work as an engineering technician.
Okay, but there's a lady around work that you need to be a little careful of. Do you know who that might be? I mean, you don't have to give me her name, but you know who that might be? She can be kind of moody.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Don't trust her so much, okay, from what I'm seeing here. But, you know, again, your intuition is going to tell you that. So you listen to your intuition, especially when it comes to her, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, and I just have to, I want to thank both of you, first off, and then just say I'm sure it's not only Aries, but so many thoughts and ideas are funneling through. To try to focus or to hone in on that one or two that, you know, the focus is what it can be difficult.
Well, don't worry about it too much. What you've got in your chart, you've got Neptune is coming up on your natal moon. So there's going to be a lot of what I would call illusional, delusional kinds of energy going around. So you've got to really trust your gut. I would say without a question, if you have any doubt about a person, listen to what your true gut says. And if your gut says run away, run away. If your gut says stay, then stay.
Yeah, it's really important to listen to it. Okay, Marilyn, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, Chris, let's talk about Pluto. You mentioned Pluto. Now, about a year or two ago, there was a lot of people who deemed Pluto not a planet anymore.
Oh.
How does that work? How does that affect
me? I don't buy that. There's not an astrologer on the face of the planet that will not completely fall apart with that statement, because Pluto is probably the most significant, if not the most significant, planet in the whole solar system. And that's the fact that it's discounted just totally upsets me, because Pluto will tear down everything in your life and rebuild it for your greater good. And we are seeing it right now. And you look at the United States chart, which is called the Sibley chart. And the Sibley chart is based on the birth of the United States. Guess what? The date is July 4th, 1776 at 5:08 p.m. in Philadelphia, PA, when the Declaration of Independence was signed. That is considered to be the birth date of America. And when you look at the birth date of America and you run that chart and you see where Pluto is in that chart, it's all about reconstructing our relationships with the world. So Pluto is directly opposing our Sun, it's directly opposing our Jupiter in our chart, and it's in our seventh house, which is all about relationships. And you look at the way the news is unraveling right now about our relationships. The whole dialogue with the Muslim world has dramatically changed. The whole dialogue with the rest of the world has dramatically changed. So we are on the cusp of rethinking who we are and where we fit in the world. It's incredibly accurate.
Yeah, you know, when I heard that statement, I thought, what is wrong with you people? But, you know, I'm not really an astrologer. And we have another person online. I think her name is Julie. Julie, are you there? Hello?
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to give you. Am I supposed to give you my birth date and where I was born or what?
Yeah,
and
my birth date,
and
place
time.
And time.
Okay, I was born somewhere between 4:30 in the evening and sunset. I'm not quite sure because nobody tells me what time it was.
What was your birthday?
I was born on May 21st, 1953, and I was born at latitude and longitude 19 and 80.
Well, what town were you born in?
What town?
Yeah.
I was born in the Cayman Islands on a little island called Cayman Brac in the British West Indies. It's 30 miles south of Cuba.
Is it close to Cuba?
Yes.
And what's
your name? I was born on is 30 miles south of Cuba.
And what's your name?
My first name's Julie.
Julie, okay, all right. Well, let's see what we can get for you. You know, so you're a Gemini, obviously, and you are, you know, you have all that, you know, that sort of that quick thinking mentality, which is very, you know, your mind is a you know, like a pinball machine. You're constantly bouncing around with ideas and thoughts. Your mind is so active that it's hard to even contain yourself. And that's not a bad thing, because that's one of the true signs of genius. You know, so many people who have this kind of a chart come through very strongly with regard to the quick thinking ability. There's a strong sense of being able to solve problems quickly. It's all about, it's a very, what I would call mercurial sort of energy. And Mercury is all about energy, it's about thinking, it's about curiosity, it's about research, it's about verbal communication. So anything that you can do with regard to verbal communication, with regard to research, with regard to pushing your agenda further will serve you well. And that is true for anybody who has that kind of an energy in their chart. So, you know, the fact that you're born at that place and time gives you that characteristic. So you need to parlay that into your greater soul's purpose. That's the whole idea. It's a question of taking what you have, the gifts that you've been given, and making them work for society. That's what it really comes down to. So you have to take whatever talents you've been given and give them back to the world in a way that is positive, intellectual, cerebral, and always about moving society forward. So you always mm-hmm. want to keep that in mind. So whatever you do, if it's whether it's writing an email, whether it's drafting a proposal, whether it's starting a communal effort of some sort, always work towards the greater good of mankind in an innovative and research-oriented kind of field, agenda rather, and you will always do well. That is exactly what your goal is. That is your purpose. So what did you do for work?
Well, I used to have a show on BBS, but I'm not there anymore. And right now I have to take whatever I can get because where I'm living now, there's no work. So right now I'm working as a maid, and it's really hard on me because I'm having a lot of health problems that I don't know what it is. But anyway, I've been having these dreams now for about a year. And in these dreams, I'm being told that I'm coming in to a large amount of money. Do you know anything about that?
Well, you know, the money may come from an inheritance. It may come from, you know, it may come from work, actually. I mean, it could come from an association of some sort. I would say that it comes from an association. I would say it's a business association that you have and some connection of some sort. Somebody who asks you, and it may not be that you're going to hit the jackpot, so don't get your expectations too high, but it might mean that you get enough to get by.
Yeah, and I'm going to have
that's what I'm doing about now, barely getting by.
I want you to understand that point. It's not that everybody is going to win the lottery, but you might just get enough to get by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to add a little bit more to this for you so you kind of know your stability with your own emotions are not real good. That's part of the Gemini going back and forth with indecisions and changes. So that's going on for you right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other part of you is that you're actually too nice for your own good. And people have taken advantage of that, haven't they?
Absolutely.
So you kind of need to get a little bit stronger and learn how to say no to people and say yes to yourself. You are showing here choices and decisions you will be making, and also you're coming up with some good changes, just like Chris is telling you, but you got to stay focused on you, not necessarily the money, because money really isn't going to mean a lot coming in the near future, so that you know that. But you got to really start focusing on you, because if you get yourself stabilized, you can go through these changes, you can make the changes, you can know who you are, and you can succeed at that. See, right now you're beating yourself up too, and other people will do that for you. You don't need to, okay? Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Why I'm focusing on the money is because, I mean, I've lost everything I've had, home, money, everything. I mean, I'm literally walking. My life is awful right now, and I've done every single thing.
Wait.
I try to live a spiritual life. I'm always
before you go,
others.
Julie,
I'm trying to be as positive as I can, and
Julie,
it seems like every single day, I mean, it's just the same old, and I'm getting to the point with my health now where I'm getting crippled, I'm going blind.
Julie?
I'm in a mess. I am in a
serious
Julie,
mess. Hello? The more you talk about the mess you're in, the more mess you're going to be in. Do you understand? I know you said you're trying to be spiritual and all that, But I'm telling you up front that with all the things going on, a lot of people are going to, quote, be kind of in that same mess, but you've got to stay focused and you've got to get back into that positive frame of mind, or you're going to be beating yourself up on a constant basis and it will only get worse. So I know you're doing all the things you're trying to do, but again, it's that focus point and getting yourself real stable inside that's going to make it or break it for you.
Okay? You can't be a victim, Mary, Marilyn. You can't be a victim. You just can't go there. Julie, I'm sorry.
Okay. You can't. So that's what we're saying. It's like you've got some good stuff coming. You have to kind of already see that it's there. Okay? And it's hard. I understand that. And I know you're scared because you've lost everything. But usually, as hard as that is, there's reasons why we have to go through that. And we all go through that sometimes. And it doesn't mean it's any easier for you or anybody else. But we all have to go through some things, if for no other reason, to wake us up and get us refocused with who we are and what we're really supposed to do, just like Chris told you, okay?
And you know what else I would add to that, Julie?
Uh-huh.
I would give your dog a biscuit.
I can't hear you. What did he say? I couldn't hear him.
I said, I'd give your dog a biscuit.
Yeah, she's the light of my life. How do you stay positive when you don't even have money to buy food? How do you stay positive when every little bit of money, your paychecks are like $10 a week,
are you breathing?
Sometimes $12 a week.
Are you breathing? Are you breathing?
Barely.
But you're breathing alone.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that much longer.
But you're choosing that. I'm telling you now, you're choosing that because you're so frustrated, you're so worried, you're living in fear, you're choosing it. So,
yep.
Again, I know it's not easy. I'm not telling you that it is. But I am telling you that if you stay in the negative, you will only bring more negative to you. So think, as hard as it is, every morning when you wake up and you're still breathing.
Be grateful.
That's right.
I do that every morning. Every morning I wake up, I say, thank you, God,
you
for another day of life.
You can't listen to your breath right now.
To people and animals. I do that constantly. I'm constantly cheering other people up. I'm constantly doing things for other people.
I already told you, you need to start doing things for you because you're giving out your energy. You're not getting any back from it, and it's only getting worse. So it's time to say no to other people, yes to you, yes to your little doggy, give it a little biscuit like Chris said, but it's time to say yes to you. So if you're tired, the word is no to other people and yes to you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I deserve the break. It's my turn. I've worked for it. I want it, and I want it now. And that will help you.
I absolutely agree. I think Nancy is right in the money with this. Julie, you know, you can't, you're playing the victim. You can't get into that role. This is about you. You've got to follow through on you and let everything else go. And if you do that, you'll feel better about yourself.
But I don't have anything to follow through on me. I'm barely surviving.
Yes, you do.
I'm living on a front floor. I can't get work. And the work I do get, it doesn't pay hardly even for food.
You have to shift your attitude.
I don't even have shoes. It's real hard to be positive in that
situation. How are you making the phone call right now?
Hello?
Hello?
How are you making the phone call right now?
On my friend's phone.
Okay, well, you've got to get beyond this. You're wallowing in your own mire, and you've got to get beyond that. So only you have the opportunity to do that. Only you have the will to do that. So you've got to take it upon yourself. Nancy or
so I do
cannot
that by
offer
just
you any
positive,
other
right?
advice than that.
You know, and I do have to cut you off because I have another person on the line, but just think about what we've told you, okay? We did hear you, so think about what we told you, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another person on the phone. Her name is Mary on line one. Mary, are you there?
It's Marie.
Hey, Marie, okay. And we need your date of birth, the place, and the time.
Date of birth is 10/8/53, and it's in New Orleans at 6:35 a.m. And my hat is off to the both of you.
New Orleans, all right, Nolens. That's great. That is a wonderful spot to be born. I mean, I know that New Orleans has gone through, but you're a Libra, so you're going through lots of major, major relationship changes. And this is a phenomenal time for you to rethink what is valuable, what's worth keeping, and what's, you know, it's kind of like a, you're doing an emotional tag sale, yard sale. You're saying, do I need these people in my life? Do I not need these people in my life? And, you know, the people that you decide to keep are going to be worthwhile. They're always going to be there. But for the most part, you really have to stop and ask yourself, is it worth it? I mean, that's the end of the, that's the bottom line. You really have to ask yourself whether or not it's worth it. You've got a lot of planets in Libra, and, you know, you're going through this incredibly strong period. You've got Neptune in Libra. You've got the moon in Libra. You've got your sun in Libra. You've got Saturn in Libra. It's all around who you are. You're bearing an enormous amount of stress right now, especially as Saturn comes through your 12th house into your first house. So you're really, really feeling this. And it comes down to, how do I serve other people? How do I solve my relationship problems? And because you are such a mirror of the relationship, it really comes down to choosing the right people. If you choose the wrong person and you mirror them, then you will be brought down with them. So you want to always strike for the highest note you possibly can. You always want to aim high. Always aim high. Try to find the most quality people you can, the people who have the most integrity, and do your research on that. And the research that you do on that will serve you well. So aim high. Get good people around you. Listen to what they have to say. Learn from them. Absorb what they have to say, and you will come through okay. And you've got to just be careful of one thing, which is whether or not they are accurate or inaccurate. This is a very critical point, because you are looking at them through eyes that are somewhat delusional and illusional, and they're also looking at you through the same sort of eyes. So you've got to be very careful of that. So always give yourself a second look, is what I would say.
Do you have a husband or boyfriend?
No.
No? Would you like one or two? Well,
not particularly. What my main focus right now is finding the perfect work or career area for me. I worked in the medical field for 20 years. I was laid off 3 years ago, and I have been looking like hell for work. And I really just want to find a niche where I'm fulfilled, and, you know, I'm paid well, and, you know, I can continue to add happiness to my life.
I think it will come, but it's going to be a rather unusual path that you take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming up different. Do you believe in affirmations?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to give you one to say, okay? Say it every day, at least once, and I don't care if you do it 100, but at least once. Start saying to yourself, how great it is I am in this happy, wonderful, caring job that I really like, that's paying me the money I'm worth now. Got to put now in there. Universe knows no time frame, so you need to give it one. So you can do anything like that, but put those words in there and add now to it. I asked about two men because there's two men coming. You don't know either one of them. Does not necessarily mean a love life. It could mean two people who may want to, you know, offer you a job. So don't shut your doors and windows down, okay? Keep them wide open. Keep yourself out there and keep looking, because you are coming out with a change of lifestyle, just like Chris just said, change of lifestyle for the better for you, that will be coming in between now and the next 7 months. It may not take 7 months, may take a week or two, but just keep the doors open, okay?
Okay.
Great. You take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now before we take the other one, we have another one online, but before we take that one, Chris, I want you to give out your website to the listeners again, please.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much, Nancy. It's www.chrisflisher.com. It's F-L-I-S-H-E-R. You can also get to my website by calling, typing up www.turningofthewheel.com. Both of those will go to the same spot. And what I do, I'm an astrologer, and I base everything on the birth date, place, and time. And through that mechanism, I can provide an enormous amount of information about where you are, where you're going, the decisions you make, and how best to implement them going forward. So thank you very much, Nancy.
Okay. Now, okay, next one is Catherine on line one. So, Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And we need your date of birth, place, and time, please.
Okay, it's June 7, 1957, Schenectady, New York, 2:10 a.m.
Schenectady?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could use, do you need a larger city?
No, that's fine, that's fine. Because you know what it is? You are a cardinal sign. That's the problem. That's not a problem. It's actually the beauty of it. Because you're a cardinal sign, your whole career is going to be dramatically impacted over the next several months. And you, more than other people, have feeling the effects of what it means to be a cardinal sign. And it is a...
What is a cardinal sign? I'm sorry.
A cardinal sign is a sign of... it's one of the four cardinal signs. There's four cardinal signs. The cardinal signs are cardinal fire, which is Aries. There's cardinal water, which is Cancer. There's cardinal air, which is Libra. And there's cardinal earth, which is Capricorn. These are the planets and the signs that initiate things. These are the ones that create the sort of the buzz. They're the ones that lead the trend. How do you spell Schenek? Schenek?
Yes. Schenectady.
Okay, Schenectady, New York. Well,
so I'm Gemini, but Libra Moon and Aries Rising. So is that
yeah,
what you're
Aries Rising
to
is going to be the secret for you, because Aries Rising is all about where the activity is. So in your chart right now, you have Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, and Mars all in your first house, which is all about a sense of reinvention of who you are. And all the activity is taking place in your seventh house, which is up at the house of relationships. And it's all about, your moon is at 11 degrees Libra, so you've got a lot of cardinality in your chart. And it's all about the responsibility of the relationship. So the relationship can be between you and another significant other. It can be between you and another person, your lover. It can be between you and a coworker. But it's all about the relationship. It's all about the relationship. Your career is going through a major overhaul. It's being totally torn down and rebuilt. And the way you would work this would be to try to find an emotional attachment to somebody who works with you and resonates with you on an emotional basis in an aspect through the family, believe it or not, through a family organization, because you've got Mars in Cancer in your fourth house. It's through a family or family organization or a domestic issue that is going to solve your problems. That's where you need to put your focus. Does that make sense?
And it's really funny, Catherine, because while Chris is talking, I had already turned over my cards, and I come up with this new beginning that he's talking about, and abundance of good things go with it. But there's going to be some adjustments, so it's like, don't lose your patience. Don't be afraid to make the adjustments. You come up with judgment in your favor, and then you come up with the world, which is the best card in the deck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's pretty, pretty clear what Chris is saying is quite true. I do have a question for you. Do you have a daughter?
No.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because I have a possibility of a daughter or a son that one of them are married or whatever. So do you have any children at all?
I have a niece who's almost like a daughter.
Okay. Is she married?
No. And I have another niece who is getting married, but this one niece that's closer to me has a boyfriend.
The closer one that's to you, she's been hurt very badly. And there's this guy who may be the one she's with now or could be one that just hurt her that she has to be very careful of. And so when Chris is talking to you about connecting with somebody, you might want to connect with this niece to find out how she's doing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's probably right on because I haven't liked her fellow lately.
So you know what else I would expect, Catherine?
He's okay on the surface, but I'm seeing underneath.
So, Catherine, one thing I would expect, I would be very mindful of this, would be very, very unusual, unexpected events. So, and what that means is that if you bump into somebody and you're standing in line and all of a sudden you feel like, wow, this person really means something to me, follow it through, because you are sitting in a time and place where these sort of out-of-the-blue encounters and experiences are going to have a very profound impact on you. So whatever they may be, whether they are unusual people that you meet on the subway or you meet them at the supermarket, follow them through. Follow them through, because there's going to be some gold there.
Yeah, there's one. There's another person that popped up in the cards who's a man. He's probably about 6'2", maybe even 6'3", who's very, very nice but very, very quiet, and you're going to be bumping into him somehow. He's worth getting to know. Even though he's quiet, people misinterpret him. They think he's shy, which he is not, or they think he's stuck up and arrogant, which he is not. He's really, really good, and he'd be very good for you as a person to talk to or even maybe get to know a little bit better. Okay? So good luck.
Okay.
You take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you both very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Now, Chris, let's talk about your classes and your workshop. Let's let people know, you know, what you do so that they can get a hold of you.
Well, yeah, what I do is I try to make, you know, astrology seems to confuse so many people because, and rightfully so, because they read the newspapers and they say, well, you know, this is not right. It's not resonating enough. And the reason that is the case is because there's not enough granularity. Granularity comes from the uniqueness of the birth date, the place, and the time. Once you've established that, everything becomes incredibly clear, and you really get granularity. The only way to achieve that or to get that is through a professional astrology reading where we get the real data, because not all Geminis are going to have a good day. Not all, you know, Sagittarius are going to, you know, have a tough time at work. It's far too general. And so in some ways, popular astrology has done legitimate astrology a bad thing because it doesn't provide enough granularity. So what my focus is to try to get as much accuracy as I possibly can with regard to the chart so that the information I provide and they get from me is really relevant to them.
Okay, great. Now, you also teach classes. So, you know, like you teach Astrology 101 classes the third Sunday of every month. You know, so they can go onto your website. So give out your website again. And
it's www.chrisflisher.com. F-L-I-S-H-E-R is my last name. So it's chrisflisher.com. Or you can also look at www.turningofthewheel.com, which is my you know, weekly radio show that I do. So you can get a hold of me. And if you just Google my name, Chris Flisher, F-L-I-S-H-E-R, you will find me and you'll get there. And what I really want to do, my purpose is not about ego, it's not about anything other than trying to help people. And that is my purpose. And if I can get people to understand their true purpose and their soul's, you know, sort of code, then I feel as if I've done my job. So it's very simple.
That is, it's really great. Chris, the other thing, I mean, if people wanted to, you know, take some classes or workshops, are they online classes? Do they have to be there? How does that work?
I have a number of different ways of doing it. I have webinars. I have a series of classes. If people are local, they can come to my barn. You know, I do a number of things. It's just simply a matter of sending an inquiry into me, you know, sort of making the outreach, saying, I'm interested in taking a class, Chris. What can we do? And when I get that inquiry, then I go from there. But I do have several things in place that, you know, address that.
Okay, because I think it's important that people understand that they can take some classes, they can learn some of this. I mean, they're not going to learn it overnight, okay?
Yes.
But they're not going to learn it overnight, and people have to know that. They can't go to one astrology class and expect to know it all. I don't care who they are. Is that not true?
It's not. It's true, yes, but there are some very basic components of astrology that are so easily learned if once you understand the secret. Once you understand the rising sign, just that alone opens up a whole new window of opportunity and influence and predictive qualities that are never there before. The rising sign really is the secret to the chart. I believe that. And the rising sign is based on the birth time.
Okay. Do you think, Chris, it would be quite good if families actually had all of their charts done so they could understand each other and the interplay that they need to do with each other?
Well, I think what it does is this. That's a very good question, Nancy. That's what I would call synastry. That synastry is the term that we use in astrology that describes the interrelationship of people, regardless if they are, your partner or whether they're familial relationships. They always are. It's always about the relationship. And some families are born with an enormous amount of harmony, where things just work, you know, you're all the same sign, you understand. And some families have conflict. And it is a question of trying to overcome the conflict and learn from the conflict. Because I firmly believe that everything that happens in astrology happens through conflict. And I say that because conflict forces the action. If the roof didn't have a hole in it, you wouldn't fix it. But when the roof has a hole in it, you get up and you fix it, and therefore you move forward and you gain knowledge and you become creative and you expand and you evolve and you become a greater person as a result. So absolutely, I totally agree with what you said.
When you do a mandala for people, how long does it take you to do one?
Well, it depends upon the person and the complexity of what they want. What I try to do is I try to capture all the basic astrological components of what the person is comprised of. So there may be many earth signs, there may be many water signs, there may be air signs, there may be a composite of all of those involved. What I try to do is I try to coalesce them together in a pattern that is very meditative and completely unique to that individual. I've done this many times for many people, and they roughly take about 10 to 15 hours for me to do that, because what I do is I bring the astrology in and I bring it into an art form that is very much in line with who the person is and very much of like a footprint of who they are.
Okay, on your website you have some mandalas there. Could somebody just go there and be attracted to one and maybe not have to know what their signs are and everything, but still it would work for that person?
Yes, because the mandalas actually are healing tools. What they really are, I have been simply a transmitter for the energy that has come through. That's how I firmly believe. I believe that I was just chosen to represent this artwork that delivers a spiritual healing message. And when the healing message is picked up and used, it is very effective. It's sort of like a guided meditation. It's sort of like an imprint of who people are at their time and place. And if they can embrace that and see the energy that's there, they can actually heal as a result.
Because I looked at them, there's like probably about three or four of them that really stick out for me. I noticed on some of the ones that you've got, Chris, it's on your website, that you have like little writing on it. It could look like runestone writing or I Ching writing. Where does that come from, the writing part?
You know, that I have to say, Nancy, is just totally given to me. I am the pen that is just being told to write. And the information that's coming through is simply just given to me. I'm an antenna. My antenna is up and information is delivered to me, and so therefore I just write it down. And the stories that are there are all about, sort of learning experiences, spiritual experiences about what it means to expand and really live life fully. Because we oftentimes get lost in this sense of confusion and chatter, I would have to say, because we are so distracted and we need to be grounded in ways that are much more formidable and positive. It really comes down to being positive.
Now, if somebody wanted to listen to you on Turning of the Wheel, your radio show, Chris, where would they go to find that?
Well, they would go to my radio show. They go to my website, first of all, www.chrisflisher.com, F-L-I-S-H-E-R, and they would be able to, tap into my show. My show airs every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern, which is 8 o'clock on the West Coast, and I have great guests. I just had this, my show this past week was a great author who wrote about a topic called Occult America. And he talked about the concept of what occultism has done to America. And it reaches way up into the White House. Franklin Roosevelt, you know, Lyndon Johnson, Ronald Reagan, all believed in the occult. And the occult gets a bad rap because people think of it as being negative. But it really is just a different way of thinking. There's nothing, you know, odd about it. There's nothing scary about it. It's just a different way of looking at life. And you can be a Christian and everything else and still believe in astrology and tarot. You don't need to have, they don't need to be mutually exclusive. They can be together.
Okay, now you also have a book. How would they get your book?
They could just click on it and just say, hey, I'd like to get the book.
And what's your book about?
The book is about sort of my experience of my own spiritual enlightenment, which came about as the result of a sort of harrowing experience in my life, which really forced me to rethink about where I was and what I was doing. And, you know, you sort of, when you get pushed into a corner as a person, and many of us have been pushed into a corner through relationships or through jobs or through broken marriages or people leaving or people dying. When you get pushed into those corners, it's the sort of the information that you reap from those experiences that sets the tone for where you go. And, you know, you can either embrace them and move forward and say this was a gift that was given to me, or you can become a victim and say my life has been lousy and I'm falling apart. It's that distinction that really distinguishes those that win versus those that don't. If you wallow in your own mire about, you know, I got dealt such a bad card, I did this, I did that, you really don't ever serve yourself well. It's when you start to see that there's a gift embedded in the thing that happened to you, the event mm-hmm. that happened to you, that sort of forced you to look at life differently. It's that event that really pushes you forward and makes you live and be a productive, evolutionary kind of human being on the planet.
Now, you're also a music writer, so do you have any CDs or anything out there that people can also get?
I don't know. I just.
Are you going too soon, Chris?
No, I'm not. I'm an astrologer and an artist is what I do. I did that to help a bunch of people out because I love music. It really resonates with me, and so I just tried to do the best I could to help them. That was all. It's all about giving. You know, when you give back to the world gives to you. And you can't do that with the idea that you're going to get that. You have to give with the idea of just giving. It's about mm-hmm. just giving. You can't do it expecting to get a kickback. It's not about kickbacks.
Unfortunately, right now, though, Chris, that seems like what most people are stuck in. We have about 2 minutes left. So let me just ask you, with the changes that are supposed to be coming in, and everybody's worried about 2012, which I'm not, but most people are. Do you think that with the changes that are going to be coming to the earth, whether it's 2012, 2013, or whatever very soon, that it's going to help people open up their hearts again when it comes to love?
Absolutely. That is the one single component that I would say is the most resonant with me, is that this is a time where we have shifted, we are dramatically shifting from a negative vibe to a positive vibe. We have been in a male-oriented image, a more male-oriented environment until now, and we are about to shift into the feminine. The feminine is always softer, it's more embracing, it's more inclusive, it's more loving. We are entering into a new time, so there's nothing to fear whatsoever. This is about we are going to get far better. I totally believe that we're going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, we have to go through changes because the earth needs to make its changes, and that's all cool. But people need to not panic because a lot of people are just going to go crazy. They need not to do that. Now, Chris, we're almost out of time, so give out your website one more time,
please. It's www.chrislisher.com or www.turningofthewheel.com. What we're talking about here is really about moving forward in a positive fashion.
Which is very, very important considering what we've been doing to ourselves, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Totally right on.
Chris, it's been great having you on the show.
Thank
we'll have you to do
so
this
much.
Again. You're very welcome. You take care. Thanks for answering everybody's questions that called
Thank
in.
Thank you, Nancy.
And, you know,
it's a great pleasure to be with you, and you're a wonderful spirit. Thank you.
Thank you. You keep up the good work, too, Chris. Take care.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank you, the listeners. May God bless all of you. Have a great week. listen to what we said, you know, think about what Chris and I have talked about and what the other people asked, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next time. Take care. Bye now.